meditation, Choosing Not to Hate. And we've just got some questions that came in from all those tuning in online, and we just want to go through a few of them. We're going to start with one from Anonymous. What message would you like to get across to people at a young age, Matt?
I think the most important message is, for kids that are like going through like some trouble, just not to give up. There's so much, there is support out there, and sometimes it's hard to find, or sometimes it's even hard to trust, that you're not going to get in trouble for it. But just to kind of take that plunge, and seek help, even if you don't feel confident about it, ask a friend first, maybe to go and get the support for you. And to keep it safe, so that maybe keep it anonymous first. Like if your friend goes and asks for the support and the help, and just don't let them know who it is, so they can find out what their reaction is. And then if it feels like it's safe and responsible, then you can go and meet that person and have a talk to them about what's going on for you. Because if you let that stuff build up inside, it only holds you back. When you leave school. You don't want it to be like me, where it's like you're 20 years behind in your life because of things that you hold on to that you really don't need to.
So another question that came in was, my friends often ditch me to hang out with people that are bad influences, and it makes me sad because I want to help them, but I don't know how.
So it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing there is, well, one, you need to work out why you want to help them. Is it something that maybe you're even escaping yourself, or you're seeing yourself? A lot of people try and get into relationships to fix people up, to even escape their own issues. But if it's something that you just genuinely see this person being isolated or not treated well, and you want to look after them, the best thing to do is to try and find a common interest that person has between your friends, or maybe even showing your friends something that person does that is actually positive, amongst all the other bad things that they do, and that you express to them why you feel it's important. And I find if you use those words I feel, and then what you want after that, I feel it's important to help this person because this person might help us one day or something like that.
There is a way, if you think that your friend is going down a bad path, is there some way that you would suggest to help them pull themselves out of it or bring it to their attention? Or how would you approach that person to try and steer them off a path that might be detrimental to them?
For me, I would probably be more likely to, myself personally, you can tell people that you can see them going down the butt. Down path, and you don't want them to see it go that way, and explain to them why it would hurt you to see them go that way. Because if you just say, "Oh mate, I don't want you to go that way," then they're just so many things could be running through their head. Are they jealous of the position I'm in? Do they want to be where I am or hanging out with the group that I'm with? But if you actually explain to them personally what it means for you, why you're worried about them, you don't want them seeing them getting hurt, and things like that. That helps a lot. And then also finding those common interests again to redirect.
So another question that came in from our audience is, Matt, do you think that everyone has the potential to turn their hatred around? And what are the tips for dealing with hatred?
I do think everyone has the potential to turn hate around. But I guess the biggest problem is a lot of people don't get the opportunity to understand why they have the hatred in the first place. Without that opportunity, a lot of people would just keep on going. But if they've given that opportunity to try and understand why they went towards that hatred in the first place, a lot of the guys that I work with that are looking to become terrorists, they're just angry and don't want to look back at why they went to that group, or why they decided to hate certain people. But once they understand what the emotions that push them that way, that can help them a lot.
Another question that came in was,
think it's you know, it's not bad to forgive, but if you find yourself that you're constantly forgiving, I think you need to look at possibly like yourself or like why you're doing that, because it's you know, like obviously like there's a lot of trouble around you, like a lot of negativity, and it's probably something like it's probably going to be better safer for you to be away from that. You know, maybe it's better just to cut yourself away from that situation if you can. It's safe to than to be constantly forgiving the person that's doing it to you, because it sounds, you know, like that kind of question is like someone's constantly treating someone bad. Yeah. If you want to be safe, you've got to get away from it.
And how can we deal with people who hate things that you love, like when your friends hate someone but you're close with that person?
Oh, I think, like, you know, if you love something and people hate it, then, you know, you just need to find a way that you can continue doing that without those people around. Like, you should never change anything because another person doesn't like what you're doing, unless it's negative to another. So, yeah, just keep on going and doing what you love. Like, never let anyone take that from you.